the hoarder, the miser, the precious metals investor. A subscriber sent me the following note recently. You know, I was driving home tonight and was observing all the cars building, etc. I thought maybe I am nuts, this can't all stop. Then I also said to myself, this is an illusion that massive unpayable debt has created. I hope for all of our sakes the former wins, because the latter would be unbearable. Do you honestly believe a collapse, war and poverty is truly going to happen? What's the difference? Even if you have a ton of silver, people just would shake it. No lockups, etc. Everything would be vaporized. I think it's actually happening now. In addition to inflation and unprecedented money printing, the G20 recently redefined bank deposits as investments. Congress has new legislation to allow pension funds to stop payments. They just passed a law that puts taxpayers on the hook for derivative losses. We've got worldwide money printing and conflict just about everywhere, with more on the horizon. Most people will be dumbfounded in a collapse, as they are now. Most are not prepared. It is depressing. And food and water could end up being worth more than silver for a while. The only hope is to store it, hide it, and try to prepare to make it through the disaster. It's interesting. There is a lot of money sitting out there in bank accounts and retirement funds, much easier to take away. Yet it is impossible for people to believe. While many of us have no problem envisioning them coming for our tiny little stashes of silver, it is hard to believe that this tiny little underpriced, battered and abused paper silver market is important enough for collusion by the big banks as well as the government. Even those who should know better develop some sort of block around this. That somewhere lurking behind some complex corner is the market truth. The price action ought to make sense. Or that it is somehow revealing some great unknown about true supply and demand. It may that it is a phenomenon that is only truly understood by those of us with skin in the game. Otherwise, what would be the point of all the fuss? Outsiders, without skin in the game, why would they care about price manipulation? We can't be that right. Being right is reserved for the privileged class, the elite, where nepotism and connection are the only roads to power. But those days are gone. Now it is status from another realm. A sociopathic-driven and relenting pursuit for status and power. Precious metals investors are viewed as hoarders. They are misunderstood by virtually all sides of the political spectrum. If you were in charge and public sentiment mattered, to achieve what the big banks want for financial repression to work again. It was the method used to dig us out of World War II debt, but at that time there was room for real growth. Today, growth has been all but stifled. They would need to punish savers, punish hoarders, encourage investment, yield chasing, the fee-driven arbitrage. Punishing savers, punishing PMs, same thing. The effect is that it pushes the average investor toward the attitude of a trader, rather than hoard. But how can you blame them for the confusion when the definition of real capital is lost? In the fiat realm, capital is debt. And therefore real capital, real saving, is punished. The paper pushers know exactly what they are doing. They are well aware of silver as the linchpin. If the physical silver market breaks and if they lose control of it, it will be impossible to ignore. When that happens, everyone will be able to figure out monetary value all at once. For more articles like this, including thoughtful precious metals analysis beyond the mainstream propaganda and basically everything you need to know about silver, short of outlandish fiat price predictions, check out http://www.silver-coin-investor.com.